Zelensky reveals Starlink clash with Trump as Khomeini's grandson urges Iran-US deal. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky disclosed that President Trump accused him of deception over Starlink, revealing a confrontation direct enough that he felt compelled to surface it publicly. The dispute centers on whether SpaceX would permit Ukrainian military forces to use Starlink connectivity over Russian territory to guide long-range strikes, not a minor technical quibble, but a question at the heart of how Ukraine can conduct offensive operations at depth inside Russia. Zelensky says a miscommunication arose about what Elon Musk had authorized, and Trump reportedly accepted Musk's version of events over Zelensky's. The structural tensions embedded in that dynamic are considerable. Starlink provides the communications backbone for Ukrainian command and control at a scale and resilience no alternative system currently matches. The founder of SpaceX simultaneously holds a senior position in the US government and runs the company on which Ukraine's most critical battlefield infrastructure depends, an arrangement that is, at minimum, structurally unusual. That Trump reportedly sided with Musk over a wartime allied leader offers a revealing window into the internal dynamics of US foreign policy at this moment. Zelensky's choice to disclose the confrontation publicly, rather than pursue quiet diplomacy, is itself analytically significant. Leaders rarely reveal private disputes with allied heads of state unless back-channel negotiations have stalled or they need Western public opinion to supply leverage that direct diplomacy has not. A separate and underreported development is unfolding in Tehran. Hassan Khomeini, the grandson of Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini, founder of the Islamic Republic, has publicly urged the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps to reach an agreement with Washington. The Khomeini family name carries enormous symbolic weight in Iranian political culture, and the IRGC is the most hardline anti-Western institution in the Iranian state. Its institutional identity, its budget, its procurement contracts, and a vast economic empire estimated to span construction, telecommunications, energy, and finance are all built on a posture of hostility toward the United States. A negotiated nuclear deal normalizing U.S.-Iran relations would fundamentally threaten that empire. Hassan Khomeini's public call is therefore less a diplomatic gesture than a declaration of internal political war, and the timing, with nuclear negotiations in some form of intermittent contact, suggests the reformist camp believes a window is briefly open. Whether Washington is positioned to walk through it remains uncertain, given the turbulence illustrated by the Zelensky-Starlink confrontation. Two significant potential diplomatic openings, one in Ukraine and one with Iran, are both complicated by internal US dynamics that have little to do with the foreign policy merits.